On a Friday, you're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. As we've been hearing, the House expects to pass a $2 trillion stimulus package today. And the U.S. has reached a grim milestone. More than 1,000 deaths have been linked to the coronavirus. It's a figure that continues to rise as thousands of new cases are reported each day. Is the government doing enough to control the spread? Is the stimulus enough to help you through this crisis? Do you think more is needed, or is the package too big? What message do you have for Congress? We're at 800-642-1234. U.S. Representative Ron Kind is a Democrat representing the 3rd Congressional District in western Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Stevens Point, Platteville, and Eau Claire. Representative Kind, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
So how do you plan to vote on this relief package today?
Well, I anticipate it passing overwhelmingly. In fact, we're hoping to just have a voice vote on it. It passed unanimously in the Senate. It's the right thing to do. It won't be the last thing we do, though, but we're just trying to create a bridge between now and when we can control the virus and we can start the economic recovery in this country. And that's really what we're trying to address in this package.
We always hear from lawmakers that no bill is perfect, but when you look at the specifics of this particular legislation, what do you think it gets right?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that we've been able to come together in a very expedited fashion, in a bipartisan way. We're passing 3 major funding bills now to address the health care and the economic crisis that's at our doorstep. And Congress has been acting in an unprecedented way, but responding to the needs of our local community. This is all about trying to protect and keep our people safe, healthy, and then, you know, put in some safeguards so that the economy won't take so long to recover once the virus is brought under control. Obviously, the extension of unemployment benefits is something that's quite necessary. The help for small businesses so they can keep people on the payroll instead of laying them off. And then we've pumped a lot of money into the testing regime, which we still need to get better at. Vaccine development, clinical trials, and then global distribution, paid sick and paid family and medical leave, and then the rebate checks that will be going out to help tide some people over so they can pay their bills, their rent, their food payments, and hopefully that'll be getting out the door shortly.
So if the aid package is approved, it would go down as the largest stimulus in modern American history. Does the federal government have financial capacity to do more than this?
Well, we do, but obviously this is only going to be about 10% of our overall yearly GDP. So in those numbers, it's not that large compared to our overall economy. But again, I think these are necessary steps at the appropriate time to try to buoy up the economy. This isn't going to cure everything that we're addressing right now, but some stabilizers in there to help people in need, make sure the nutrition programs keep going for elderly and for our children who are out of school right now. They need access to these food programs. And the virus is going to dictate the terms of the recovery. But right now, we're still seeing an upward trend with cases here in the state. And that's why we really do have to adopt the mentality that we're all in this together. The name of the game is to prevent our healthcare system from becoming overwhelmed. And there's a role for each of us to play in that regard. The social distancing, the safer at home policy. We're going to be asked to do some uncomfortable things for a while since we're social creatures, but it's what we need to do to try to slow down the spread of this virus so our healthcare system has a chance to respond and not get overwhelmed.
We're talking with U.S. Representative Ron Kind of the 3rd Congressional District, gathering your questions as well. The U.S. House is expected to approve this $2 trillion package today. Do you think more is needed, or do you believe the package is too big? It includes direct payments to people, $1,200 to most citizens. Is this money enough to help you through this crisis? What message do you have for Congress? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. Congressman, I'd like to pose that to you as well. You mentioned expanding unemployment insurance to many people who haven't been able to get it before, also increasing unemployment benefits, making benefits last for a longer time period. Do you think this goes far enough?
Well, it does extend unemployment benefits by 13 weeks. It increases payments for unemployment insurance by $600 a week. So that should help many folks. But really, the goal here is to try to keep them employed, even though they're being asked to stay at home. And that's where that small business package, I think, is important. We're going to be able to offer them no interest loans, but if that money is used for employee retention for wages, if it's used for utilities, if it's used for rent or mortgage payments, they don't have to repay that money. Federal government will be taking care of that. So that, I think, will be a strong incentive for our small businesses to keep people on the payroll. So when the recovery does happen, they'll be able to snap right back into their current positions. And these businesses won't have to go out in the job market trying to hire people. And that could slow down our recovery efforts a lot. So I hope that a lot of businesses will take advantage of it, keep people on payroll, since in essence, the federal government will be picking up those costs here for the foreseeable future.
Let's look at tariffs for a moment. You say some American tariffs are hindering healthcare providers from getting the needed supplies. What products are more expensive or harder to get because of tariffs?
Well, a lot of the medical supplies that we need right now that we do import, some of the personal protective equipment too, are getting hit with tariffs. That's hurting the supply lines that we need at this moment. So I and a few others, again, contacted our trade representative, Bob Lighthizer, asking them to ease up on those tariffs given this healthcare crisis and the supplies that we need right now. And he's done that on a limited basis so far, but he ought to, with the president, just offer blanket tariff relief now to get these products in as we're pivoting to the wartime production that we need with our own companies and industry for the production of these PPEs and other supplies that our healthcare providers need. So again, this is an all hands on deck moment, which means we got to be exploring all the options in order to provide the support and the resources that our healthcare providers need right now.
Well, let's bring in a call. Let's go to Bill joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Bill.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and good morning, Congressman Kind and everyone else.
Good morning, Bill.
My question to you, or my comment, is first of all, I don't think the stimulus bill is enough, especially for those in the lower income. And are you guys going to go with this, or are you going to try to get more? And I'll take my answer
out
there. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great question, Kate. And listen, I think Congress has shown how nimble and quick we have been the last 3 weeks with three major bills, and we stand ready to respond to the needs. We realize we're not touching all the bases with this, but this is going to be data-based. It's going to be scientific and medically based as far as what the needs are out there. And I'm confident that if necessary, Congress can come together and continue further work in order to provide relief. But right now, we think what's being pushed out there is a lot. It's going to take some time to get these programs in place and the checks out the door and these loans out to our businesses around the state. But I think we stand ready to respond to the needs as we get more information.
Do you have any indication what turnaround time would be on getting checks out the door?
Yeah, you know, our Treasury Secretary said he's open maybe by 3 weeks. But again, that's going to depend on how well Treasury and IRS is able to coordinate these checks. You know, people don't have to do anything as long as they file the return and as long as they have a Social Security number. The IRS and the Social Security Administration will be able to find them and get those checks out. I would recommend, however, that if they haven't done so, they can go on the website and have a direct transfer to the bank. We're going to need some information to do that. Otherwise, these checks are going to have to be mailed to the house instead.
Talking with U.S. Representative Ron Kind, who stays with us as we look at the federal response to the coronavirus outbreak that continues to intensify nationwide. So do you think Congress is doing enough to fight the pandemic? What more do you want done? Or is the country overreacting? What do you want lawmakers on Capitol Hill to know about your situation? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with Congressman Ron Kind here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we have U.S. Representative Ron Kind on the line with us as we look at how Congress is taking on COVID-19. The House votes today on this mammoth $2.2 trillion economic rescue package that passed the Senate yesterday. The 880-page measure is the largest economic relief bill in history. So what questions do you have about the stimulus and other efforts to aid in the fight against the pandemic? What message do you want to send to Congress? Join in 800-642-1234. And Congressman Ron Kind stays with us for 10 more minutes. Let's take another call now. Steve is with us from Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm just a bit confused because for the past, I don't know, year or so, ever since President Trump established tariffs, the Democrats have been saying that is going to hurt our people, not hurt the supply chain in other countries. They won't have an issue. Now the congressman is saying the exact opposite, almost like we don't remember what happened, you know, a couple of months ago. So could he help tell us what the difference is between those two messages?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Steve. I think I'm being really consistent on my message. I think the tariffs have been a bad idea from the very beginning because it's a tax that's passed on to our manufacturers. It's passed on to us as consumers, even though the president continues to believe that these other countries pay the tariffs. They don't. We pay it. So it drives up the cost. It's hurt those supply chains, those supply lines of products that we need to bring into our country by making them more expensive and by hindering their development. That's why we're asking for tariff relief in order to bring the medical supplies in at a more affordable price, even. And I think it's crucial that we do so right now. There are other ways of accomplishing these trade policies, of leveling the playing field for our workers and businesses and farmers, rather than starting tit-for-tat trade wars, which the president has done. That only invites retaliation against us. Consumers pay a much higher tax. It's a hidden tax that people don't realize they're paying with the higher costs that come with it. So I think this has been consistent from where I've been from the very beginning on the president's tariffs.
Congressman, what are you hearing out of Wisconsin? We talked with Senator Ron Johnson earlier this week. He had said he had a conversation with Governor Evers. What are state officials telling you that they need from the federal government right now, and what are communication lines like?
Yeah, I just did a large telephone town hall with our Secretary of Health in Wisconsin, Andrea Palm, last night, too. And first of all, Kate, let me just say how impressed I am with the local state officials, the type of coordination, collaboration that they've established. You know, every one of my counties and my congressional district have set up task force for coordination to deal with the virus and responding to it and finding out where the soft spots are. It's really been amazing. And then you just can't say enough for our healthcare providers what they're preparing for right now. The worst hasn't come yet, and they're doing their best to prepare for it. But I think we're seeing a really good level of response between the various state and local agencies, exactly what we need. But this is all really going to depend on our own individual behavior and how much we're going to social distance, how much we're going to practice proper public health hygiene habits, washing our hands, don't shake hands, the patriotic elbow bump, cough into your elbow. If you are feeling sick for whatever reason, isolate yourself immediately. Still not too late to get your flu shot, so you're not going into the hospital occupying space because you got the flu in this season.
So how will you operate on the House floor when you take this vote?
Well, that's why we're trying to move it through a voice vote, so you don't have 435 members congregating from across the country all at once and then going back home again. But that's going to require the unanimous consent of all of our members. And we're trying to talk to a couple who are demanding to have a recorded vote. But if it comes to that stage, the Sergeant of Arms has already set up a rotation basis based on alphabet. And so there'll be small groups that go, cast a vote, leave, and then another small group can cast their vote. So it'll be done in shifts in order to minimize contact as much as possible.
So for any of your colleagues who are still on the fence, what message do you have for them?
Yeah, I can't imagine there'll be many that will oppose it. Again, it passed, I think, 98-0 in the Senate, and this is necessary, and it's appropriate. It won't be enough, I don't think. We're going to have to be responsive to future needs, too, as we move along and collect more data. But given the need that exists, I mean, 3.3 million unemployed in 1 week alone, I mean, that should wake up anyone in public policy right now, what we're up against.
Mario from Niagara called in to ask you if people on unemployment now will need to reapply or could they get an extension? How might that work?
Yeah, they're going to automatically get an extension under this bill. And again, it's for 13 weeks. And they'll also qualify for the $600 a week bump up that will be given.
We heard from Mark from Appleton called to say that they have an 18-year-old son, and it appears that young adults are getting left behind out of the stimulus. Is that true?
Well, there is a $500 child payment, too, per household, per child per household. And there's nutrition programs for them as well. But young adults, if they're in the workforce, all these programs will apply to them equally compared to others.
Let's go to Jim.
I mean, it will depend if they are listed as a dependent on their parents' tax return. If they are listed as a dependent, they won't get one of those $1,200 checks done.
So a lot is bearing on last year's tax return. Yeah.
Right. Or the most recent tax return. Yeah.
Let's bring in Jim now in Lone Rock with a question. Jim, hi.
Hi. Yes, my question is they have an additional $600 for unemployment. I was wondering if you need to do anything to make that happen if you are laid off due to COVID-19.
Well, you will have to sign up for the unemployment program if you've recently been laid off, but that bump up will be automatic. It'll be attached to the unemployment benefits you receive then, but you still need to sign up.
Let's look at testing for a moment, Congressman Ron Kind. The U.S. has not been able to test people for the coronavirus as quickly as we see in some other countries, particularly South Korea. And you had asked the Food and Drug Administration to send Wisconsin hospitals more testing supplies. Why is the U.S. unable to test more people?
Well, I think the mistake, and again, there's going to be plenty of time to do a retrospective analysis of what went wrong and why, so we can learn from it and prepare for the next pandemic. But I think the problem was we didn't go to the private sector right out of the gates. When we heard of the outbreak in China in December, that should have been a 5-alarm fire call. We should have been going to the private sector saying we're going to really need to ramp up our arsenal of testing kits and the testing regime and get them activated much sooner than they were brought into the game. And I think the goal here, Kate, and it's starting to be deployed, is at-home testing kits that can get you results within 15 minutes. I mean, that's the gold standard in all this. I was proud that so many of my healthcare providers in the area, like the Gundersons, the Mayos, the Marshfields, set up no-cost drive-through testing, which was needed so we didn't have a flood of people going into the hospitals. But we're getting closer. We're not there yet. We don't have a comprehensive testing system in Wisconsin. We need that in order to know who's got the virus and know who to contain and who to reach out to prevent its spread. And I know a lot of people are working diligently to try to get to that area.
We're hearing conflicting messages from the president and public health experts. Public health experts are saying it could be months, maybe a year before the pandemic is completely under control. President Trump is pushing to restart the economy by Easter, April 12th. How should the country proceed here?
Well, we should proceed based on the best medical and scientific advice that's being given to us, period, full stop. The virus is going to dictate when this economy is going to open up. People are not going to be wanting to go back and shop or go to their work if we still have a problem with this virus. And that consumer and business confidence won't be there. So we've got to really just continue our attack on the virus, prevent its spread, bend that curve, and let science dictate what our response to that should be.
We're hearing from Linda from B-Town. B-Twan called to ask what the stimulus is doing for farmers. Can we speak to that in particular?
Yeah, I mean, farmers are going to be classified as small businesses, so they'll be able to qualify for the no-interest loans, too. The payment to their workers will be picked up by the federal government, the utility expenses. I'm trying to get clarification right now whether land rent that they take out every year, many farmers do, whether that too will be covered under the payments through the SBA program. So all those programs still apply to them and hopefully provide them relief because we need them to continue doing what they're doing, providing the food security system that we need right now. And we're just about at spring plant here in Wisconsin. So we need to keep them in the game and open for business, even though last year has been brutal for our family farmers.
So is the timeline holding true to that today that you believe the House will pass this package?
Yeah, if we can get unanimous consent from everyone, we'll have this passed by later this morning, and that's the goal. But if someone does object, if we have the votes, we'll move forward to the final passage right away after that objection. But if we lack a quorum, because many members have not returned to Washington because of the travel restrictions and the concern about the virus, it might have to be postponed until tomorrow morning until we get enough members back to Washington to actually cast the vote. So we're really hoping none of our colleagues does that to everyone else, forcing them to have to travel back to Washington to cast the vote, which we know will pass overwhelming anyway.
Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Stay healthy.
You too. Ron Kind, a Democratic congressman from Wisconsin. He represents the 3rd Congressional District, including La Crosse, Stevens Point, Platteville, and Eau Claire. Coming up, we learn about the nation's stockpile of medical supplies. We'll take your questions about the PPE, personal protective equipment, that is desperately needed. Join in 800-642-1234. That's after this news update here on the Ideas Network.